Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who offered his Isha Salah with Jamaat, with congregation, it is like he stood in Qiyam, in the worship of Allah azza wa jal, for half the night. But, and the person who prayed his Salat of Fajr then, it's like he stood in Qiyam, it's like he has read Namaz, it's like he has prayed in the court of Allah azza wa jal, for the whole night, Madi Islam with us. And it's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 78. In the commentary of this ayah, it's mentioned that Salatul Fajr, Madi Islam with us, is that Salah, is that Namaz, that at this time, the day angels and the night angels, they are both present at this time of the day. So praying your Salatul Fajr, both the angels, the day angels and the night angels, they are both present at the time of Salatul Fajr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who prays his Fajr Salah with Jamaat, then he is under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned that the one who left for Salatul Fajr, he has left with the flag of Islam, he has left with the flag of faith, and the one who left for the marketplace, he has left with the flag of Shaitan. My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, just think to yourself, so much blessings of reciting your Salatul Fajr, and then reciting your Salatul Fajr with Jamaat. But think to yourself, today, in today's day and age, how many people actually read their Salatul Fajr? How many people actually read their Namaz today? Majority of people, sadly today, they don't offer their Namaz. They don't pray their Namaz. Majority of people, they don't wake up to offer their Salatul Fajr. Just think to yourself today, you know, we put alarms on. Alarms for what? Not for Salatul Fajr, sadly, no. We put alarms on for what? For school, for college, for university, for work. We need to go to work, we'll put our alarm on. You know, we need to wake up our children for school, we'll put the alarm on. But we don't put the alarm on for Salatul Fajr. Because we don't have this intention of praying Salatul Fajr. We don't have this niyat of praying Salatul Fajr, Madi Islam. But just think to yourself today, if we have a flight, for example, one person's flight is at 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. This person, he will go to sleep. He will be awake at 2 o'clock, half 2. Why? Because he needs to reach the airport 3 hours before his flight. And then Madi Islam, he'll quickly get there on time, reach the boarding gate. He'll get there on time. Why? He has the intention of catching his flight. But Madi Islam, today, we don't put our alarms on for Salatul Fajr. We don't put our alarms on to wake us up for Salatul Fajr. Just think to yourself, Madi Islam, for school we will wake up. For college we will wake up. For university we will wake up. For every other action we will wake up. We've got a job in the morning, we'll wake up nice and early. Nice and early we'll wake up. Why? Because we need to go to work. But yes, my brothers, we don't wake up to offer our Salatul Fajr. We don't wake up to read Namaz. We don't wake up to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't wake up to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Just think to yourself, everything else will wake up. But for Salatul Fajr, we don't wake up for Salatul Fajr. Where are we going, my dear Islam brothers? What are we doing? Namaz is farz upon us. But sadly today, majority of the Muslims, they don't read their Namaz. They don't pray their Salah. They don't worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is my brothers listening to yourself? You know, today we meet brothers. And the brothers say, that brother, I've got no sukoon in my life. Brother, do dua for me. Imam sahab, do dua for me. I have no sukoon in my life. Do dua for me that I get peace. My humble request. Wake up for Salatul Fajr. Wake up for Salatul Fajr. Pray your Salatul Fajr in the masjid. You will get that sukoon, my dear family brothers. You will get that peace that nothing else can match it. You know, you'll leave your house in the morning. You'll go walking towards the masjid. You know, when you're walking to the masjid, and once you prayed your namaz, you know, when you're walking back home, man, you're walking back home, you will get that sukoon. You will get that peace that nothing else can match it. So, my dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, make one intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to pray our namaz. We're going to pray our Salatul Fajr and we're going to pray our 5 daily salahs. And inshallah, make this intention for the males that try to read your namaz in the front row of the masjid, inshallah. Before we move on to the next point, people have this point that they raise that, brother, I can't wake up for namaz. I can't pray my namaz of Fajr. I can't pray my Salatul Fajr. But yes, Islami brothers, inshallah, we'll mention some tips of how to wake up for Salatul Fajr. Number one, the first one that I'll mention is, have a pure intention to wake up for Salatul Fajr. You know, when we go to sleep at night, and we put our alarm on, for what, school, college, university, for our job, we have an intention to wake up for these things. We have an intention that I need to wake up for this. Why? Otherwise I'll miss the bus, I'll end up late to school or college or university, or I'll end up going late to work, because we know the consequences. Same way, have a proper intention to wake up for Salatul Fajr like we have for our other activities. Number two is, we need to understand the advantages of praying and the disadvantages for not praying. So we need to understand this. And inshallah azawajal, when we have this in our mind, the advantages, the blessings that Allah azawajal showers upon those people that pray the namaz, this will motivate us to read our namaz, to offer our salah, to go to the masjid to read our namaz.